Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Corner. I'm telling you, it's the lounge where we get together, sit in the corner, and talk sports. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the gentleman, the all-pro defensive end, the man who scored two safeties in one football game in the same quarter, the acting legend, the one and only, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you very much. Did we change the name of the show to the Sports Corner?
No, but we're sitting in the corner, so I thought we'd talk about it.
Is this what this is?
It's the Sports Lounge, but we're in the corner.
On TV, it looks like we're kind of flat against the outline of the downtown LA
skyline. Check us out on Roku and on YouTube.
Believe me, it's a great look, isn't it?
It is good. You look very good today. You look like you've had a good week.
I did have a good week, actually.
What's been going on? Talk about a little bit.
Well, let's see. Business tidbits that in other areas that I deal with, and I bought I brought in a magazine for you.
Oh, good. What'd you bring me? Is that the Highlights magazine?
The food issue of Westways magazine.
Oh, the food issue.
Yeah, so we can talk about a lot of other things we were talking about.
Yeah, our favorite restaurants and stuff and things. I've been talking about you a lot the last couple of days here.
Oh, wow.
Fred Dreyer is one of the great legends of our time. And we, on this program here in the Sports Lounge, talk a little bit here as we sit in the corner about the politics of sports. And we got a lot to talk about today.
Well, we do, and by the way, I was on Fox News last week.
Yeah, tell everybody about that. That was locally in Los Angeles. They talked to you about this kneeling policy, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, and they wanted to know what I thought of it, and I told them I didn't think much of it. I don't think much of NFL ownership, leadership, and certainly when this decision-making process came out. By the way, my big comment was, what do you think of the this issue, Fred, about the owners coming out saying that the players that don't want to stand for the flag should stay inside? It took 2 years. It took 2 years for the owners to come up with this.
This is a problem.
And they've been doing that in college, you know, for a long time, you know. In college, they just stay there.
In the locker room.
Fly over, the mascots come out, and the fans go crazy at the big flag that comes out. And next thing you know, here come the players, and nobody knows the wiser.
We'd like to find out what you think about all this. We're going to talk about this on the show and a whole lot more. So follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com, and check out his website, freddreyer.co.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Plus, get double O rewards points on this offer. Clean clogged injectors with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
The U.S. Senior Open Championship returns to Colorado Springs during the Broadmoor Centennial Celebration. Don't miss your chance to see Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and John Daly as they compete for the most sought-after title in the senior game. Ticket prices start at just $20. Get yours today at 2018ussenioropen.com.
Okay, we're out of the corner. It's just the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I have to talk a little bit here, Fred Dreyer. You're one of the great superstars of our time. Seriously, an iconic actor and an incredible all-pro defensive end in football, and you were a pitcher in baseball. You and I went this last week to what they call the All Access at Dodger Stadium. We do this show from Hollywood, California. And they opened up the stadium on an off night at Dodger Stadium. And they had some of the players there. And you and I walked in, and immediately it started. First off, this off-duty police officer who for so many years gave his services to the people of Los Angeles on the force comes up and he says, Fred Dreyer, you know, we played you when you were on the Hunter team. And we were, because you, of course, to that role of Rick Hunter, were really one of the all-time great stars on television. And these police officers identify with you. Apparently, you guys used to play football against them. Was that the deal?
Well, here's the background. Yeah. Miami-Dade Police Department, Irv Heller, chief at the time in the 80s and 90s. And then Chief Daryl Gates here put together, a football game between the LAPD here that already has a team.
Right.
And the Miami-Dade Police Department that already has a team. A league. During the season, they play like eight games.
Wow. I did not know that.
Each department plays eight games.
Okay.
So this time, the two cities decided to get together in Florida, in Miami.
Yes.
So Chief Gates and all the guys and me and a couple other guys all get on the airplane. We go back. The idea was Hunter comes out and flips the coin at the 50-yard line with Don Johnson of Miami Vice.
Oh, that's pretty good.
See,
that was a great thing.
Was the idea.
All right.
So we get there, and I'm on the airplane going as we're getting ready to land.
Yes.
The publicity guy comes over and says, by the way, Don Johnson pulled a no-show.
Oh, no, so it's just you now.
So it's just me. And I said, well, I'll go out there and flip the coin. I'll still go out there. You know,
that already put
the
Miami team at a disadvantage.
They had a helicopter all set up for DJ to come down and step out with his flowing caftan of a suit.
Yeah, because he used to wear those bright colors and things like that, Miami Vice. And so he didn't show.
No.
So how did you pull it off?
Well, we went out there and I said, you can depend on Hunter to show up at the 50-yard line when you need him to. I said, give me that coin. And I flipped it and we proceeded.
Very cool. And so you talk to this guy for a while, and I'm waiting to get into the whole event. And then the women start coming up, and it's like a countless line of women wanting to say hi to you. They saw you on TV. They recognize you. We didn't even get a chance, you and I, to stand inside the frame of the Topps baseball card so we could have had an action photo of ourselves in a Topps baseball.
I think that's what you wanted to do.
It was both of us. And so then we walked, and I said, look, let's get on the field here. And I think if we go to the Dodger dugout, Tommy is there, the famed Hall of Fame manager, Tommy Lasorda.
And
you followed me, and we went in. So I walked in quickly on the steps that were closer to third base on the dugout, and I go down, and there is Tommy Lasorda just to my left with Rick Monday, the Dodger announcer and longtime great player from the Cubs and the Dodgers and Oakland and all that. And so you're there, and I said hi to Tommy. He says, hi, Mike. And then all of a sudden, he sees you, and he starts chatting with you. And then I look up. And right in front of me, I see this long line of people that were waiting to come down the home plate steps down to take their picture with Tommy.
Yeah, it was a queue.
Big queue. And so I looked at the woman that was in charge. I said, I really am embarrassed. I think we've just cut in line. She says, yes, you did, but it's okay. And she wasn't looking at me. She was staring at you.
She was staring at me.
Yes. And so I'm embarrassed. I walk back up the steps, and I thought you left. And I'm looking, where is Hunter? Where's the Fred? And I look around, and you're sitting between Tommy and Rick, ready to get your picture taken.
Of course.
And I thought, what do I do? And, of course, I immediately went down the steps and sat down next to Rick Monday so I could be in the shot.
It was an honorarium to the people standing in line. I didn't there just kibitz and blab and shoot my mouth off and stand around like a dud. I got right in between. I asked the guy to step aside for a second. I put Rick and onto the left of me and Tommy on the right, and we took a bunch of photographs, and they thought that was a great idea. It was such a great idea that you stuck yourself in there, too.
I got in there, and there was a picture just of you with them, and then they came back and gave the picture with all four of us. So it was great.
Yeah,
now,
it was great.
We go to the batting cages, and we didn't bat in the batting cage. We looked around and got our picture taken with Mickey Hatcher. You weren't that interested in that. We go blow by the cocktails or whatever they're serving. We see Steve Sachs. We wave. We see Ron Say, Dodger legend. We wave. We get to the bullpen, and need I tell everybody here, and then Fred can elaborate on this, he started his sports career playing baseball in high school, blew out his arm, but I had to, like, almost hold him back as he was going to pull the bullpen gate open, and they had the gun there, and he was going to go and throw, and then at the very last second, your senses came to you because you didn't get a chance to warm up, and I know you're a big guy stretching and warming up.
You just can't pick the ball up and start throwing.
But for a moment, you were ready to charge in there and do it, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Close.
I was getting the calling.
You almost lost your mind. I've never seen you like that. You were just ready to go in. They went, oh, wait a second.
Well, everybody was screwing around. I said, yeah, give me the ball.
As a matter of fact, Doc came out, and then Dave Robertson was going to sign you to the Dodgers bullpen. But no, so then we walk into where there's going to be the dinner, and we say hi to Bill Russell, Dodger legend.
Everybody, we saw everybody there.
Steve Yeager was great talking to us.
He was there.
And then we sit down, and we're kind of towards the back. We weren't in the front. And when they called up the pitching panel, it was Oral Hershiser coming up. John Hartung from Sportsnet LA was doing it. And they had Rick Honeycutt, the Dodger pitching coach. And I hear him say at the series, Oral says it's going to take Rick a while to get here. And he's getting up at the table next to us just as you're coming back from the second helping of the buffet. You kind of passed
fourth
Rick.
Helping, I think it was.
Was it fourth? You passed Rick. And he goes up there. They put a great presentation. As he's coming back, I said to Fred, Rick Honeycutt is going to walk right by you. And so you squared off like you're going to make a tackle, right? As Rick's coming there, you say hi. And Rick sits down right at our table and starts talking to you.
That's right.
And then, of course, you were embarrassing you and said hello to me with
I
him.
I said, oh, yeah. And I threw my thumb over my shoulder. That's Mike. And he went, who?
I said, Rick, we'd like to have you on the show. He says, let me give you my cell phone number. So now you and I have Dave Roberts' cell phone number and Rick Honeycutt's. We can call them during the game.
Same time.
Yes, and we should say, don't worry about the pitch count. Leave Hershiser in for another inning.
Yeah, and if he wants Baez, tell him Baez isn't available.
Start sending text messages. It's just great. It was a fabulous event, wasn't it?
It was great. It was a lot of fun, and it was a perfect time of the evening. You know, it was 5 o'clock. And it lasted, 2-3 hours maybe?
Yeah.
Not too bad. And they had nice food. They had great people. And
We were on the infield. We were sitting on the infield.
Yeah, we were on the infield. Looking, we were like on third base side.
Yeah, we were right about shortstop, don't you think?
Yeah, somewhere right
around
there.
There kind of shading towards third. And we were right there. Really got a feel for what it's like to be a player out there in the field having dinner.
Yeah, but they did say, you know, they said, you know, if you folks ought to just kind of turn around as the sun goes down over the stadium to the west, turn around and take a look at what we baseball players look at, you know, 82 times a year. And it's just a great place to go to work. You go there, you're standing on the dirt, or you're standing on the mound, you're standing out in the outfield, and you're surrounded by this manicured visual that's just terrific. And it's historic. It's the second or third oldest a stadium in Major League Baseball.
It
looks like it's the newest. It looks like it's the newest.
Dodger Stadium, the third oldest stadium. You know what the fourth oldest is? It's a tough one. You got to think about it for a while. We'll tell you when we come back. Think about it.
Gosh,
what's the fourth oldest stadium? Of course, you got Wrigley Field in Chicago, Boston. You got Fenway, Dodger Stadium.
Fenway's
we'll tell
oldest.
You number four coming up.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. So Fred and I are at this all-access baseball event at Dodger Stadium.
Yes.
And you mentioned that Rick Monday, I believe, said, take a look around, and this is our workplace, this is where we play Imagine, mm-hmm. the stadium full. And what did he say? And you, I'm going to let you elaborate on this, because you, as a former player, would say, uh-oh. He said the biggest thing, the hardest thing to do when you retire from baseball is to lose the sense of competition and to lose the sense of playing with your teammates. And he said it's a hard thing to get used to when you're not out there playing in competition. Was it the same for you when you finally, I mean, I know you had the great acting career ready to go. You were smart enough to plan ahead. But did you miss the competition of football?
Well, I missed my friends.
There you go.
I'm not necessarily missing bus rides, plane trips, hotel rooms. You know, going to a stadium, sitting, you know, in the locker room, you know, freezing, you know, sweating to death, waiting for the official to come in and say, okay, guys, let's get out there. You know, I'm not. I didn't miss
wow.
all that stuff, but I do miss the stuff, the camaraderie that fits in there, the cement that pulls the bricks together, you know. All that stuff I miss. But here's the other thing. I was thinking about what he said, and I can imagine it is so difficult for a baseball player because of all the sports, that's the one sport where people have a tendency to stick around. I want a job in baseball because the life is, it's an easy life. You know, it's not like you have a tough time deciding, you know, we're going to go out and sell insurance. You know, a lot of these guys stay associated and attached to the baseball team of record. And I can imagine that the toughest thing there is to do is to walk away from it.
Yeah. Got to be tough. What did you miss the most from football? Friends, is that what you're saying? Is the camaraderie?
My friends, they scattered. You know, my brother was in the Army, and you know, during the Vietnam days, and I asked him. He says, "You know, they got thrown together with a bunch of guys, and you're there together. That the actual length was like 18, 19 months of a 2-year deal,
right?
And at the end, you go home, and that's it. You may never see anybody again unless you make an effort to keep in touch."
Well, you and the guys you played with, a great group with the Rams, you guys have kind of stayed in touch. You get together now, and they've had the all-access at the Coliseum for the Los Angeles Rams now, and they've come out, and you and Vince Ferragamo right. have a good yeah. relate. A lot of guys.
Well, I'm lucky. I've got a lot of friends who stayed here. When they came from where their respective states and their towns, and they came into L.A. and they had a good run here, and they decided, well, I think I'm going to settle down and raise a family here and get a business. And so many of those people are still here in town. It's just that the place is so damn big that you get lost in it, and you get next thing you know, 4 or 5 years go by. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. And so, that is the camaraderie that you miss. And that's what Rick Monday mentioned
right.
When you go in baseball. But it was a fun night. It was a good time. Food was good, as you mentioned. You had a couple of two, three, four helpings. And there was, Dave Weiss was there. Weiss was there from 570. And we had to talk to to him, and there was we saw Yasiel Puig, and we saw Matt Kemp. It was very good.
They had a real and Walker Buehler.
Oh yeah,
he was
being interviewed,
and I think he's going to be not only a great player, but I think he's going to be one of those guys that very quickly ascends to a throne, and he becomes royalty. He's got one of those personalities.
Seems to be that way, too. I think you had more helpings than Tommy Lasorda.
I had a lot of helpings. And, of course, you know what it was. What I go through and I get the protein, find what the great protein is, and it was sea bass.
Yeah,
it was great sea. It was not tilapia.
You looked at me as I was going for a little bit of the beef with it, and you said, "This is sea bass," and you had this smile on your face.
Ah, it's the sea bass. Yeah, so you can always eat a hamburger and whatever you want, but so the sea bass is there, and then they had a great salad, a great vegetable avocado salad, and I loaded up on that, and then we had I think 17.
Brownies
of fudge brownies.
There's a plate of fudge brownies, and everybody was being good and not having any. I kind of looked at
polite,
it for a while.
Polite's the word.
Until you got that cup of coffee, and I don't know how many. I lost count after about five.
No, I think
you kept putting one in front of me, and while
well, they
you
were
had,
small. They were dainty. They were petite.
We didn't even try the other cookie. There was another kind of big round, looked like
that was a belly bomb. You didn't want to eat that.
Looked like a sugar cookie or something.
Yeah.
Not the brownie.
You'd run to Glendale if you ate that.
These were cut in like kind of triangles.
They were cut in triangles.
Nice 1-inch thick.
Just like I like them.
Straight ahead, more where we're giving you lots of sports background information in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us. We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do?
Acting legend, football legend. And so, you were on TV. We mentioned we were into the All Access. By the way, on the way to All Access, Mark Levin, the national talk show host, was talking about the new policy that for 2 years it took the NFL to come up with. And you were on his show talking about the fact that the NFL was slow on the uptake to get this thing resolved. And Mark Levin didn't say much. He let you talk for about 10, 15 minutes on his show on Salem Radio.
Well, most of these talk show people don't let anybody talk. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
No.
No, okay.
No name. But he did. He let you talk, and it was quite good.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you were on Fox News, and Vince Ferragamo, former Ram quarterback, his lovely wife Jody, saw you. I was judging a wine competition. She said, "I saw Fred." And I saw you in my hotel room there. I was out in Pomona, California, and watched your segment. It was great. So let's get into this whole thing on this kneeling policy here, because is this going to resolve it? I mean, do you think half the team will be in the locker room and half the team out? Are we going to get the season off without all this hassle of people kneeling? Because it ticks people off, and the NFL is ruining their reputation as a great brand name by having people kneeling, and people are not tuning in, and they've lost 10 to 15% of their audience watching football games already.
You know, I don't know how to get into this stuff, but to me, the bewildering aspects of life are how simple many things are that we choose to make difficult. This is very simple. All you have to do is get 32 owners, here it is, 32 owners to agree that this is what we're doing. We're going to bring all the team out before the national anthem and stand there. Or we're not bringing them out at all. If you kind of bring them out, anybody who wants to pledge allegiance, that's a real cowardly approach to it, you know. And there's going to be more people staying underneath, you know,
in the locker room
than there are going to be standing on the sidelines. So here's what you simply do. Be the leader. Somebody lead. You know, they own these billion-dollar franchises. You would think that these people would say, this is what I believe in. I would like to ask every single one of these owners, please tell me what you believe in. Do you believe in the flag? Do you believe in giving Pledge of Allegiance? Do you believe in the procedure of a kickoff in the National Football League? It's only been here for like about 100 years. You know, so do you want people to partake in it? Do you think that the flyover, the American flag, think all of that, that theme of America is respected by fan base? I think it is. So what are you going to do about it? Do you want to come out and just say, anybody who kind of wants to give appreciation can, those who don't, stay inside. And then you have about 10, 15 players come out standing on the sideline. What do you think the visual of that's going to look like?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to just say, here's what it is. If you're the owner of the team, if you're this guy, you know, York, the guy that owns the 49ers,
yeah.
who abstained from voting, by the way. I'll just have you know that.
Okay.
So he abstains from voting. So he should come out and say, I want every one of my players who I pay good money to come out and stand. I'm not asking you if you agree with the flag or if you agree with the slavery policies or the Civil War or the War of 1812. I don't care what you believe in. You're going to stand there like gentlemen, and you're going to, for a moment, make people believe you respect the flag. And if you don't, you're out of here. And that's what I want you to do.
You're saying the 49ers owner, Jed York, abstained from the voting. Roger Goodell, the league president, NFL commissioner, said that the league unanimously agreed to the vote. Here's the thing. Fox News reported that President Trump's public and personal pressure on the NFL, on the owners, reportedly played a big role in the league's decision to change their national anthem rules. They didn't have any rules.
Well, so now the president is running the National Football League. Listen to all those great egos.
Yes.
You know how embarrassing this is for people like, what's his name, in Dallas?
Jerry Jones.
Yeah. You know, do you know that here's an opportunity? Everybody, when you speak of the National Football League, everybody looks to Jerry Jones. Everybody looks to the Boston Patriots guy, the New England Patriots guy. Everybody looks to about three or four of main source owners. Well, here's an opportunity for them to band together and say, this is what this league believes in, and this is what we're doing. What is the problem, for crying out loud?
Exactly. Now, your old buddy Eric Dickerson from the Rams, he says the fact that the players now have a choice to stay in the locker room of the National Anthem is a good thing, but he says he would stand if he was still in the league. He'd go out there. He says, this gives you a chance. He says that's a good thing, but he said if the guys want to stand, they should stand, and he said he'd be out there standing.
Well, he should. And
Vince Ferragamo said he would stand. Vince agrees with you that they should just throw them all in the locker room and not have any of them out.
Well, it's college. Remember what I said about college? You know, they have the last thing that happens on the field. The two teams come out, run on the field like crazy, and they go to the sideline, and then the officials go to the center with the tee and a football. They have a whistle. They flip a coin, and the game starts. Oh, by the way, that's another thing we're going to wind up talking about. They're going to destroy the procedure of kickoff in the National Football League.
Let us know what you think. Get a hold of us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to you. Drink responsibly.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You know how 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness?
Yeah, what's with the 10th couple?
Maybe they've never known smart sleep.
Or maybe they've never felt comfort like this.
Well, they don't have a bed that adjusts on both sides to their ideal firmness, comfort, and support. They're Sleep Number 7.
We should help them.
Good thing we got great sleep. 10th couple, we got you!
Does your bed do that? Right now, during our semi-annual sale, it's the last chance to find final clearance savings on the Queen C4 mattress, only $10.99. Save $500, our lowest price ever, and soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. We call him Sultan. He's the Sultan of safeties, a record that will probably never be broken. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. That's the deal. The all-pro defensive end played for the Rams and played for, he was kind of signed with New England but never played for them and started his career with the New York Giants. And the acting legend from Hunter and Land's End and also in Agent X, the one and
don't
only
forget
Fred
Cheers. You know.
And Cheers, he was on Cheers. So we forgot to give our answer, by the way. Oldest leagues in the – now you've had a lot of time to look it up on Google. So your oldest baseball stadium is Wrigley Field in Chicago, followed by Fenway. Am I correct on that?
Fenway
is the oldest.
Fenway
is the oldest, followed by Wrigley Field.
Yes.
Followed by Dodger Stadium.
Yes.
And the fourth oldest stadium
is Angel Stadium.
The Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California. The Los Angeles Angels play there.
65, 66.
It's really something.
I used to go out there when I worked for Hanson Engineering. I drove a truck for them. And I used to go out and deliver and then pick up aluminum blocks.
While they were building the stadium?
Big load. And I would pass. State College Boulevard, right where the stadium is, right near the freeway, 57 Freeway.
So you'd be out in Orange County and
I'd be in Orange County.
You'd be making a big load.
And I'd be carrying a load and dumping a load. And then I would sit there and have my lunch and watch these tractors.
Sure you did.
Bulldoze all these orange groves. I rolled the window down. I said, "Hey, what are you guys doing out there?" He goes, "We're making a stadium out here."
And they got rid of the orange groves?
What are you talking about, a stadium? Yeah. So
did you ask if you could dump a load just because?
Yeah, I said, "I got a bunch of load here. Where can I put this?"
It's good. So the little baseball news, Dodgers have had a lot of problems with their starting pitching. A lot of teams have had this. There's a couple here, one on the Dodgers, one on the Cubs, the right-hander for the Dodgers, Kenta Maeda, who was kind of being the star ace there with all the other. Kershaw was out. He's back now, whatever. He was removed in the second inning this last week as he played the Phillies with a right hip strain. Now, what does that mean? Have you got a hip strain?
Well, your right hip strained.
So he's not...
like a hip flexor.
Yeah, and who was the guy on the Dodgers?
Rich Hill.
Rich Hill had a blister, only threw two pitches in that game.
Yep.
These pitchers are really going down quick.
Well, remember we talked to Rick Honeycutt about that?
Yeah, what'd he say?
And I just said, how does a guy show up in a bullpen session before the afternoon, his evening start, and throw and not know he has a blister on his finger?
What did he
That's
say?
A good question.
Yeah, that was a good. Could you get an answer?
And he says, what happens? What he did was he put some super glue on the blister itself, and then as he was pitching, it was okay while he was pitching, but when he got out onto the diamond, he threw a couple of pitches.
And he knew it wasn't there.
And the whole thing popped off.
Oh,
like
boy.
Like a big scab.
Don't they have that? Didn't they have that stuff you could, paint on that becomes like a bandage? I guess that doesn't work, huh? He's got a lot of spin going
well,
on his ball.
The deal now is he's going to petition
the
Major
league.
League Baseball.
To wear a glove.
Which would be Joe Torre. And say, hey, look, Joe, I want to put a rubber, literally a rubber. Are you know those bank clerk counter things?
They
put, the rubber thing they put on their finger?
Yeah.
He wants to put one of those on there.
He should. And then the Cubs have had problems. Yu Darvish, they had an MRI on this guy. They revealed no damage on the right triceps of him. But here, how much money did they pay? And then Darvish was diagnosed with right triceps inflammation.
Yeah.
And he's going to start a program later in the week. What's his record and what is he throwing?
He's done nothing.
So it's a good thing that, I mean, nothing. These poor Cubs paid all this money. They got rid of Jake Arrieta, and he was pitching like a champion this last week against the Dodgers.
Yeah. Well, so, he sat around there. You know, I told a friend of mine, I said, he was sitting around all summer, and Dodgers could have went over and grabbed him, but they said they would have had to have, gone over the cap.
Salary cap.
And it would have impacted their salary structure.
A lot of teams probably felt that way.
When you have five pitchers on the DL, and you're 53 games into the season, you've got big problems.
Yeah, that is kind of tough. You better have some depth, and I mean some real depth if five pitchers are there. And a lot of people have that. A lot of people are having bullpen problems. The Giants, it's tough. Here's the thing with modern-day baseball. Let's address the elephant in the room with the stupid metrics. They've wussed out these baseball pitchers, the kind of the wussy feel where they can only pitch five innings. It's like, come on, get them out there and get that pitch count up to about 120, 25. Who said it's got to be only 100? Throw the ball if you got a good arm and take up some slack and rest the bullpen. Otherwise, they pitch four or five innings and you got to have a six-inning guy, a seventh and eighth and ninth. Give me a break. Get out there and throw the ball.
Well, Walter Alston pitched Koufax 17 innings one
way. Famous Dodger manager, number 24, Walter Alston. How many innings did he pitch?
17.
So Sandy Koufax pitched two games in one outing.
Doubleheader.
Yeah, and it was one game, extra innings, I take it.
And then you could go out to the mound, at least once an inning, and say, how are you doing there, Sandy? He goes, could you bring me some water? Don't worry about that. Get tough. The umpire come out and go, what's going on out here, Alston? He wants water. What the hell? This guy wants some water. All right, get him some water. Let's get this game going.
In those games, and they probably did that 17-inning game in less time than it takes to play a 9-inning game now.
Yeah, they did. 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Did they have to review calls in New York on the video replay with the umpires?
No, and they didn't have you know what they used to do? After a pitcher would strike out the side, the camera would follow him to the sideline and watch him go into the dugout where guys would say, hey, good inning. They don't do that anymore. As soon as the pitch is over, they cut to a commercial.
You have to get that beer commercial and got to. Oh, by the way, we'll be right back. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. We got a lot of fan mail here, Fred Dreyer at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Jake is saying, Fred, I'm starting a new special weekly episode of my Downtown Rams podcast called Throwback Thursday, and I wanted to have on former Rams during these shows. Would you be interested in coming on the show?
Yeah, we could talk about that.
All right, so that's Jake, host of Downtown Rams. Vance says, Fred Dreyer, heard you on Mark Levin's show. I think you should be on the new football commissioner.
I agree. I completely agree. I should be the commissioner.
Farzad Khan said, Dear Mr. Dreyer, possible for me to buy Highway 395 in Blu-ray disc? I have been a fan of your work since the 100 days. Can we get discs at this time?
I don't know if you can actually get a physical disc mailed to you.
But are you going to look into that?
We've got it set up to where you can download however how many times.
We'll find out. Maybe we can do it if people want that.
We'll find out.
Now, Brian, I saw you on the Fox 11 local Los Angeles telecast last week. Brian said, nice job, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much.
Adrian said, my friend Fred Dreyer, you did an amazing and awesome job on TV.
Well, I sure appreciate everybody's comments. I do think that it's great that you guys follow the things that we do over here.
And Philip said, you're so cool, man. Carol said, love your opinion on this. That's about the kneeling policy for the NFL. Joanne said, you look great. Sean said, the one and only Hunter. Anthony said, good job, Fred. Good to see you well and giving them hell. Judy Brooks says, I like your opinion on this subject. I've been a fan since your Hunter days. Would like to contact you. They get in touch with you by going to your website. Am I right?
Oh, well, writing the station here.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Send him a personal email. Let him know how to get in touch with him. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. You got your movie coming up, right? Transformers, is that the movie that's coming out?
It will be out. I'm not sure when it is.
Gonna be going?
It's gonna be out there though this summer. Blockbuster. Be a blockbuster.
Now, you have a lovely daughter. You don't have a son, but some of these baseball players have sons, and apparently Vlad Guerrero Jr. is going to be due up later this year.
Yep.
Bo Bichette and Kevin Biggio are going to be making their way up to the Blue Jays system.
Dante Bichette. Remember Dante
Bichette? Dante Bichette, yeah, you're right. Derek Rodriguez, he's the first of the group, is Derek Rodriguez. He's the son of Hall of Famer Ivan Rodriguez, who played...
I call him Pudge.
And Derek Rodriguez playing on the Giants. Made his debut this last week. He had a busy night, and he looks like Pudge, but has long hair, and he's also a pitcher. He converted from outfielder in 2014. 26-year-old's got the call up on this last Monday. Press into service. Jeff Samardzija left the game after one inning with a shoulder stiffness. One inning we got out of Jeff. I told you, the Giants, everybody had problems here. Anyway, this guy had 4 strikeouts. So it's kind of interesting.
You know Samardzija's background, don't you?
No, what's Samardzija's background?
Samardzija was a wide receiver for Notre Dame.
Oh, okay.
He's a very good one. He would have been a first-round draft choice. But he decided to play baseball instead. He made a wise decision because you can make an awful lot of money playing baseball and actually not play baseball.
Yeah. Well, Ivan Rodriguez, who's the pitcher now on the Giants, talk about being bit by the terrible bug. He leaves the game in the fifth inning after he's stuck on the calf by a comebacker. So the Giants are having the same problem. These pitchers are going down left and right all over
the
place.
Left and right, left and right.
Now, Johnny Damon, former baseball legend, says he loves how President Donald J. Trump is performing since taking office.
Yeah.
And then they asked him for specific reasons, and he said, well, do you like having more money in your pockets? He was recently appointed by President Trump on the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. He spent this last Wednesday, visiting the White House, and he's been getting a lot of online hate mail from the anti-Trumpers
who
just go crazy on Twitter.
Of course.
So TMZ asked Johnny Damon how he's handling the criticism, and Johnny Damon says, that's all right. Half the people aren't supporters, but he's doing a great job. And he also fired off some top reasons why he's still a Trump supporter. He said from his tax plan to his pro-life stance. And they said, how do you feel about Rudy Giuliani as Trump's attorney and getting booed at Yankee Stadium this week? And Johnny Damon went to bat and supported the
It's common sense.
Mayor.
It's common sense, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't
he's
like
on
a,
our team. He's the president
you know,
of the United States.
I'm not a I'm a conservative person. I'm not a Republican. And I'm not stumping for people to be Republican. I'm not mindlessly devoted to a politic or a political affiliation, but Democrats are. They're blindly affiliated to this groupthink, and if you're not a Democrat, then they want to kill you. And literally, they would absolutely go out of their way to knock you in the head.
I think that could be true, and I think it's all time for everybody to just kind of get along. Yeah, as Rodney King used to think, handlers all get along, and it's like, then now's the time to start, and that's
where's
why we do
Rodney?
This show.
Where's Rodney?
I don't think he's with us anymore.
But, you know, he was misunderstood.
Well, everybody's misunderstood from time to time, but not on this show. We try to get you the understanding you need every week at this time, so we hope that you'll join us each and every week to do it. Don't forget, a lot of great things. Fred Dreyer has got this movie, Highway 395. It's available to download on your website. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. FredDreyer.co.
Lots of memorabilia and things up there, too. Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer.co. You can download his movie. He's got that movie, and he's got the Transformers coming up. But you can get to watch Fred on Raleigh, Sheriff...
Raleigh Wade.
Raleigh Wade is... Up and
the
down
Sentinel highway, of the Highway.
Highway 395.
That's correct.
Fred patrols that just now because he likes the movie so much.
Ferocious.
Drives up there all the time.
Ferocious defender of liberty and justice.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. And lots of emails, lots of fan mail still, and people commenting on the hearing you on Mark Levin's show and seeing you on Fox News last week. Judy said, well, I liked your opinion. Joe said, hey, Fred, what brand of sunglasses do you wear for the first seasons of Hunter?
I'm going to go Ray-Ban. I'm not sure that they were those, but they were the classic aviators of the time.
So Ray-Ban, you think they were?
You could probably find some you like at Ray-Ban.
Ray Dean says, wonderful listening to you, Mr. Dreyer. Perfectly said, talking about your opinion on the NFL being kind of stupid to wait 2 years to come up with a policy. She said, enjoyed you for many years throughout your career in the NFL and your acting career, especially on the television show Hunter. My brother-in-law was on one of your episodes. Oh. Thank you for sharing time with us.
I wonder what he was doing on the show.
Should find out who it is. She should send us another email.
Let us know what show and what year it was.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Get your emails to us. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Yep. Now, you're not into NASCAR that much, but Danica Patrick is retiring, and she's going to be the first female ESPY Awards host. I'm surprised they've never had a female host in the history of the ESPY Awards.
Well, they'll have one now, but here was my question.
Yes.
I remember when she broke into the circuit. My question is her career deemed a successful one? Because is it based on her being a woman, or is it based on her being just a good race driver?
I think both. I think she was a good race driver too. So she's been in the game for a long time, and now who knows? Maybe she's going to become. We should get her on the show here as a co-host with us sometime.
I wanted to give me one of those. Quarter scale cars.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Did you ever race in a car or whatever?
I did. I raced at Grand Prix in Long Beach for in the 70s.
All right. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, I want to remind everybody you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, email him, FredDreyer@crntalk.com, and his personal website, FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, .co, in Highway 395. Till next week?
I think so. I'll see you all then, folks.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.